Monday evening, just after 5, Brittany Gutierrez, a waitress and bartender at Applebee's at the Gateway, says she is looking for things to do to keep busy.
Last time this year, we were making a lot more money. Like how the restaurant has about 4 tables, we'd probably have the whole restaurant full. We'd have the whole bar top full. We'd be staying busy.
She says because NBA owners and players can't reach a compromise on salaries, her pocketbook is hurting as well. Gutierrez says she takes home half of what she did a year ago on jazz nights, and she knows businesses nearby are feeling her pain too.
Since the stadium is across the street, literally we'd have people walking in all day throughout the day, and now it's like it's empty out there.
About Time Pub and Grub, which recently opened at the Gateway in September, is equipped with nearly a dozen TVs for fans to watch basketball. Instead, bartender Tyler Hutchins says they're showing football and wrestling.
It's going to be disappointing. Really, it's going to hit us pretty tough. Like I said, probably right now, I mean, there probably would be basketball games on right now. We'd probably be full.
The first 2 weeks of the regular season, more than 100 games total, have already been canceled, with more likely to come, which has Hutchins delivering this message to those who are negotiating.
If the game was invented for the fans, right now you're really doing the opposite of what the game was for in the first place. So, I mean, players and both of them try to come to a compromise and just get the game started, just to please everybody. I mean, right now the players aren't making money, neither are the owners, and neither are the small people like us that depend on that kind of stuff.
Energy Solutions Arena seats up to 20,000 basketball fans, who downtown businesses hope to see return as quickly as possible. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.